The jokes didn't change the facts. Something had killed one young man only a few feet from where we sat, and the lives of at least two of the wounded hung on the skills of the doctors attending them. "Murph," I said, "there's a theater right down the street, run by a guy named Clark Pell. Could you find out what movie was showing there this afternoon?" Murphy flipped to an earlier page of her notebook and said, "I already did, something called Hammer Hands." "Oldie but a goodie," I said. "Ruffians push this farmer out onto train tracks, and the train cuts his hands off at the wrist. They leave him for dead, but he survives, insane, straps sledgehammer heads to the stumps, and hunts them down one at a time."
"And Clark Pell was the victim beaten here earlier today," Murphy said. "Badly beaten with some kind of blunt instrument."
"Maybe it's a coincidence," I said.
She frowned. "Can someone do that? Bring movie monsters to life?"
"Sort of looks that way," I said.
"How do we stop them?" she asked.
I dragged the con schedule out of my pocket and paged through it. "The real question is, how do we stop them before tomorrow night?"
"What's tomorrow night?"
"Movie fest," I said, and held up the film schedule. "Half a dozen films showing here, another half a dozen in Pell's Theater, and most of their monsters aren't nearly as friendly as Hammer Hand and the Reaper."
"God almighty," Murphy breathed. "Any chance this could be regular folks playing dress-up?"
"I doubt it, but it's possible."
She nodded.
"We'll let Green cover that angle then. Consider yourself to be on the clock for the department, Harry. What's our next move?"
"We'll talk to the surviving victims," I said.
"And I try to figure out how many ways there are for someone to do something this crazy."
She nodded and then frowned at me.
"First you get some sleep. You look like hell."
"Thanks," I said. "Feel like I'm about to fall down."
She nodded.
"I'll see if I can talk to Pell, if he's even awake. I doubt we'll get to the others before morning, assuming they survive."
"Right," I said. "I'll need to get back here to do some snooping tomorrow. With any luck, we can track down our bad guy before something else jumps off the movie screen."
Murphy nodded and rose. She offered me a hand. I took it, and she hauled me up. Murphy is a lot stronger than she looks.
"Give me a ride home?" I asked.
She already had her keys in her hand.
"Do I look like your driver?"
"Thanks, Murph."
We headed for the door. Usually I have to shorten my steps to match Murphy's, but tonight I was so tired that she was waiting for me.
"Harry," she said, "what if we can't find out who was doing it in time?"
"We'll find them," I said.
"But if we don't?"
"Then we fight monsters."
Murphy took a deep breath and nodded as we stepped out into the summer night.
"Damn right we do."